Well, well. So you're the journalist who's been giving me such irritation. Though I suppose I owe you a bit of gratitude. If you hadn't shown me where I'd been slipping up, someone who actually poses a threat may have discovered me. Oh, you're going to expose me, are you? How cute. No offense, sweetie, but you don't exactly seem competent. Oh, sure. You got lucky stumbling upon my little operation, but didn't take much time spying for me to realize that you're more of a follower than a leader. And you're so unprepared that all I had to do to get you to take the cab that would take you to my house was get one of my slaves to mess up your car. What's that? Why did I bring you here? Well, because you seemed fun. I haven't acquired any fresh slaves in a while, especially as nice and naturally submissive as you. Oh, don't lie to yourself. I've been watching you for weeks, at home, at work. I've seen how your money pays for everything your little girlfriend needs and wants. I've watched as you bend over backwards to do the simplest things for your female supervisors. Trust me, no man gets as excited as you do to do something for a woman unless it gets him off. And that's just from you giving that kind of obedience to a normal woman. Just imagine how good it would feel to worship me in all of my perfection. That's right. You can feel it, can't you, pet? The power I've been imposing on you this whole time. It feels good, doesn't it? My beauty sapping your strength, my perfect body crumbling your defenses. You've never encountered anything like it. Like me. You heard stories about me from my pets, of my ability to seduce with a simple gaze, of how I can enslave with nothing but a smile. The truth is, you wanted those stories to be true. You wanted to be mesmerized at the first sight of my face. You wanted to surrender to me. Oh, I'm lying, am I? The thought of giving up hasn't so much as crossed your mind at all. Your imagination hasn't been racing with images of you between my legs, or groveling at my feet, begging for forgiveness. Because believe me, I could make those dreams a reality. What was that? Speak up, dear. After everything you've done, you're going to have to ask me.
No.
Beg me to take you.
Oh, that's much better. See? I told you you'd be a natural to this. Now come. I want to show you something. Here. This desk is where you'll be working from now on. You will continue to write stories for your silly little newspaper, but from now on, all of them must go through me. Oh, by the way, you bought your laptop, yes? Are you sure? You don't sound sure. Look at me, pet. Look at my face. Let my beauty take all those silly thoughts out of your head. Give Mistress the laptop. Good boy. We wouldn't want any stories saved on here jogging your memory, now would we? And of course, all money you make will go to me now. But that's okay, isn't it? Good boys don't need money, do they? No. Good boys make money so they can give it to Mistress. And working hard for Mistress feels good, doesn't it? Now come here.
so mistress can give you your first reward.
Oh my, you're very eager, aren't you?
You're going to be very fun.